Hey everybody, Matthew Paul Tuccheroni with Jurisdiction, Reclaiming Your American Status. And you can go to AnnaVonWrites.com to learn more on correcting your status. As you know, I promote that every single show that I do. It is important that you revert back to being an American. And there are plenty of videos that I've done with several other American nationals that explain the importance of reclaiming your American status as an American national. There is so much going on out there, folks. I just wanted to give some clarity and some perspective on how I feel about what's going on. But this morning, somebody sent me a link, and I'll put it in the description box below. And it is some good news. Got some good news, and then we got some bad news. See, I think there's a lot of ploys out there and a lot of diversions happening, and especially in our country with the CV19 and all that bullshit. But here is the good news. Good news. Good news for New Yorkers. About time. The Supreme Court of New York State passed legislation ruled that mask mandates are unconstitutional and declared it null, void, and unenforceable. All right. So a lot of you know out there that the UK has lifted all mandates. Just miraculously, Boris Johnson was for the mandates, and then he just was threatened with impeachment, so he decided to take another narrative and go the route of the truth, maybe. Who knows? New York State lifting their mandates, ruled by the Supreme Court justices of New York State. Congratulations. So New Yorkers out there, please, I've sent this. I'm a New Yorker. I'm from New York. I'm from upstate New York. I sent this to my family. I said, take off the diapers and get healthy, get your immune system back. So that's going on in New York State. I will post the link in the description box below, and you can see the court order from the Supreme Court of New York lifting the mandates in New York. So congratulations, New Yorkers. It's about time. Grow some balls, take off those diapers, please. It's what's killing people as well, not just the face diapers. It's time to take them off. They're gross. Stop putting them on the tables at the restaurants too. It's nasty. I saw that last night when I went out to dinner with some friends. It's gross. Just put your diapers in your purse or your pocket, please. Thank you. If you're going to wear them, if you're still afraid, if you're still terrified. So I believe that narrative is coming to an end, everybody. I think people are starting to catch on. As you can see, I believe some of the white hats that are kind of in control of certain things. Look, I'm not a QAnon. Please don't paint that on me, please. I'm not a QAnon, but I believe there are some good people out there that are trying to help us. And I believe they're slipping some things into the mainstream media. And I don't think the mainstream media is as controlled by the deep state as much as it was. But there is a lot going on, a lot of confusion, a lot of convolution out there. We have also to talk about moving aside from the stupid mask mandates and all that. And congratulations again, New York. But we have a potential hot war going on over in Eastern Europe, folks. And for whatever reason, Putin and Russia, they're pissed off at Ukraine, to be honest. I'm not sure how I feel, but I'm kind of siding with the Russians on certain things right now. I'm going to dig deeper into that. So please, I want your honest opinions as well. Comment, send me an email. My email is in the about section of my channel. And I want to know your thoughts on Russia and Ukraine. Something's going on. I don't believe Putin is a bad man. I really don't. I do not think he's a bad man. And remember, Russia is not the communist country that it once was when it decided to invade Eastern Europe in World War II with their communism. But Biden refuses to talk about it. And we know we don't have a president. That's why I will never refer to that man as president ever, ever, ever. His name is Joe Schmo, pretty much. So he's not really speaking on it. And yesterday, a news reporter from Fox decided to call him out on Ukraine and the inflation that's going on in our country as well. And, you know, when Biden doesn't like a statement from the news reporters, he, you know, belittles them. I mean, I'm not saying Trump did the same thing to the news reporters, but Joe Biden takes it to a whole nother level. He called the guy a son of a bitch, right on camera. The microphone was still on. And, you know, under pressure, Joe under pressure. What happens to Joe under pressure? He acts like a little child. A grown old man that wears Depends and can't get his way. That's Joe Biden. That is Joe. So with the mask mandates being lifted in New York, with Boris Johnson coming out in the UK and just lifting everything, saying, nope, we're going to be a free society again. And then we have the potential war going on in Russia and Ukraine, which we deployed 8,500 US troops with NATO. And that's what's scary. Do you trust NATO? I don't. They're the ones that convinced us to send 8,500 troops to Russia and Ukraine right now. I believe this is all diversion. I've spoken with my friend Michelle, and she had stated that she believes it's a diversion to get us this war that potentially could happen with UK and Russia and us now getting involved, is a distraction to distract us away from the COVID narrative because it's falling apart. So when the narrative starts to fall apart, they need something else. So they're going to plant this war over here and be like, look, guys, so that they don't see the destructiveness that came about from this COVID narrative that was a lie. That was an absolute lie, okay? It was a huge lie. And I believe that's exactly what's going on here. That's exactly what they want. They want to distract us. They want to take our attention and put it towards this war. Because a lot of people are going to pass away from this, from the mandates. The mandates have killed thousands of innocent people, and it's going to continue to grow. Those mandates, you know, oh, we're just going to lift the mandates and everybody's free now. And it's like, wait a second, government. Wait a second. Cool, you're lifting the mandates. But what about your foolish decisions that have killed innocent lives? Those mandates since 2020 have killed innocent people. And they're just going to get away with it. Like, oh, well, we were wrong, but you know, you're free again. No. It's not going to happen this way. We're going to do something about it. We, the people, we cannot let these leaders do this anymore. Enough's enough. This is the same fucking narrative that we've been listening to for years now, 50 plus years. They make a mistake. They're like, oh, brush it off. No, you have blood on your hands. You do, especially you, Joe. You have a lot of blood on your hands. Pelosi, all of you. Schumer, shame on all of you. Shame on all of you. What I want to do is switching gears here. I want to show you something from this documentary called Europa. Highly suggest it. I will put the link in the description box below. No, you cannot find it on YouTube. It's on BitChute. Take it with a grain of salt. Have a very open mind when you watch this documentary. Okay, it's very long, but it's worth it. Worth it. I want to pull two little clips from Europa. Give me one second here. Excuse me. And just almost knocked down my microphone. Give me one second. Let me get this up. This has to do with our banking system and our how we've been strong-armed since 1910. It goes over detail. I've explained about that meeting on Jekyll Island in 1910. So I want to show you a little clip about it. There is some proof out there. So I find it very interesting. And fun fact, the Titanic. Yeah, it may have hit an iceberg, but there was a reason for it. Just gonna leave that there for you guys. And you tell me.
It is very clear that the head of the snake is the financial system. The whole point of finance is to indent, otherwise to enslave. What is a mortgage? I mean, what does that stand for? It's a death grip. So when you get a mortgage, you have a death grip held over you because you are in debt. You don't even own the house. The bank owns the house that loaned you the money to buy the house, unless you're fortunate enough to have all the money to buy it outright. And even then, you can be taxed by the government. And if you fail to keep up with those taxes, the government can then take it from you. The whole system is based on a financial fraud, which effectively takes the power that we have and it gives it to a tiny group of individuals who are running the world through the control of finance. With the infinite supply of money that we have allowed them to take, they have literally an infinite supply of money. And with that money, and from their psychopathic point of view, they have bought everything and everyone who can be bought. So those of us who cannot be bought because we operate on a level that goes way beyond the material, we are not rewarded for such behavior. We are punished for such behavior. And the most slovenly, disgustingly criminal, pedophilia, corrupt moral individuals, those are the ones that are rewarded in this system, which is upside down. We reward the pedophiles. We reward the corrupt. We reward the liars. We reward the people with no morals at all.
You hear that, folks? So we do. We reward bad behavior. And please, I suggest watching this documentary. I really, really do. It will open your eyes as to what's really going on. And everything that we are fighting for in the American State Assembly and getting the people together to get our People's Republic back is exactly what we need to do. We need to do it. And this here will give you more in-depth detail as to how severe this situation is and has been for many, many years. Okay? Just trust me on this. Trust me, trust me. Take it with a grain of salt. If you like it, awesome. I want to hear your feedback. My email is in the description box below and in the about section. All right. Now, switching gears, I want to show you the meeting on Jekyll Island. It has to do with the Titanic. It has to do with how Arizona was pretty much forced into the Union in 1912. Okay, 1912, that's the same year that the Titanic sunk as well. Okay, 1913, the Federal Reserve was implemented. So I'm going to take you through this little journey real quick. We'll just start right here.
Right through the central banks, 1 mile square that is referred to as the city. This is the headquarters of the Jewish family Rothschild's banking dynasty that owns the money supply through the central banks of almost every nation on earth. In November 1910, seven of the world's richest Jewish men held a secret meeting on Jekyll Island, just off the coast of Georgia, to establish a central bank, which they called the Federal Reserve Bank. These men were Nelson Aldrich and Frank Vanderbilt, both representing the Rockefeller financial empire, Henry Davidson, Charles Norton, and Benjamin Strong, representing J.P. Morgan, and Paul Warburg, representing the Rothschild banking dynasty of Europe. There were some powerful men who made abundantly clear that they were not in favor of the Federal Reserve System. Their total wealth today would be worth nearly $11 billion. These were Benjamin Guggenheim, Isidor Strauss, and Jacob Astor. Unfortunately, all of them were aboard Titanic when it sank to the depths of the sea. All three died that night. By April 1912, all opposition to the Federal Reserve had been eliminated. On December 23, 1913, after many senators and congressmen had left town for Christmas, the President Wilson signed a bill and the privately owned Federal Reserve System came into being in the United States. After Woodrow Wilson had signed the Federal Reserve Act, which gave private interests control over economic power in 1913, he said, "I am a most unhappy man. I've unwittingly ruined my country. A great industrial nation is now controlled by its system of credit. Our system of credit is concentrated. The growth of the nation, therefore, and all our activities are in the hands of few men. We have come to be one of the worst ruled, one of the most completely controlled and dominated governments in the civilized world. No longer a government by free opinion, no longer a government by conviction and the vote of the majority, but a government by the opinion and endurance of a small group of dominant men. Jewish bankers and their rabbis actually celebrated the passage of the Federal Reserve Act in 1913. After the Federal Reserve was up and running, Charles August Lindbergh added, "The financial system has been turned over to the Federal Reserve Board. The system is private, conducted for the sole purpose of obtaining the greatest possible profits for the use of other people's money. The Federal Reserve System was neither federal, nor does it contain reserves, and nor is it a part of a decentralized system."
All right, everybody. So there you have it. In my state of Arizona, we finally joined the union in February of 1912. April 1912, the Titanic sunk, and almost a year and a half later, Wilson, tongue tied today, everybody. President Wilson decided to implement the Federal Reserve. December, what do they say? 23rd, I think. Merry Christmas, everybody. They love to do that stuff. They love to pull their crap in December. Everybody's distracted. Congress is home. So that gives these cronies an opportunity to slide stuff under the desk. Okay. They've been doing, Anna von Reitz talks about this all the time. They've been doing this. They love to do this stuff and put these things in these bills, especially bills that really matter for us here in America. They love to do this in the month of December for a very good reason. Interesting, huh? I didn't want to go too much further into it because YouTube would flag me and call me an anti-Semite. But so I suggest watching this documentary. It's really good. I've turned a lot of my friends onto it, and it's opened their eyes to the point where they start sending me other things that I didn't know about. So this will lead you down a little bit of a rabbit hole. But, you know, hey, we're truth seekers out there, and the truth has to come out. And that's what we came here to do, to disseminate the truth. So I wanted to just also state, like, thank you so much for those of you in Arizona and in Yavapai County for stepping up and volunteering your time with the assembly and helping us build this. It's truly remarkable how many people are starting to really understand that we have a de facto government and that people want out. They want out. And I want to help people get there. I'm a state recording secretary. I can do your paperwork for you. I can do your paperwork. I have the ability to help you get out of the matrix. And that's what I love to do. I love setting people free. I love it. It's my favorite part of my job as a county chairman and as a state recorder. The best part of it is doing your paperwork and seeing the smile on your faces when your paperwork's complete, you will also gain a better spiritual understanding of yourself and a closer connection to God. I can't tell you or stress how it feels, because that is everybody's individual journey and feeling for themselves. But the way I felt, and the way that I know some American nationals have felt when they did their paperwork, it feels inspiring, empowering, and most importantly, it feels like you have a closer connection to God. And I love that. And I want that for all of you. And I think all of you out there want a sense of connection to some higher source. And for me, it is God, the one and only. So, I've seen a lot of people in Sedona getting away from the spiritual materialism that has engulfed our city, by the way. I love my crystals. I love going to yoga, but my faith lies with God and Jesus. And I've seen a lot of people here in Sedona starting to take a turn towards that direction, as I have. When I first came to Sedona, I'll admit I was about spiritual materialism. We can't worship that. There's only one person to turn our eyes to, and that is God. So kudos to Sedonans for stepping up and you know, changing your ways. And it's not a belief. It's God's just there. So put your energy towards that. So that's my spiel for today. No agenda. It's just my little rant that I love. A friend of mine, Kirsten, who's our county secretary, she told me that she misses seeing just my rants that I used to do back in early 2021 and late 2020. So that's where I'm at, doing my little rants, my little spiels. And we will have that Yavapai County broadcast once a week as well. And looking forward to collaborating with some new team members for the show. So stay tuned, everybody. Thank you so much. And all the links are in the description box below if you're ready to correct your political status and become an American and get away from being a U.S. citizen, which is a corporation. Take care, everybody. God bless you all. Love you all. Namaste. And go out and get some sun today. Right now in Arizona, the sun is out. I'm staring out my patio door right now looking at some of the red rocks here. It's absolutely beautiful. Get healthy. Rip those masks off. Breathe the air, get some sunlight, go to yoga, do what you need to do, go hiking, get out and about. We can't sit around and do nothing. We have to get off the couch, whether we're going out fighting for freedom and rallying, or going out and fighting for ourselves, our immunity, our health. Get some fresh air, get some sun, everybody. Take care. God bless.
Not so fast, everybody. Don't forget to hit that subscription button, like, and share this channel. Take care.